This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Japan's conservative coalition government was set to increase its majority in the upper house of parliament in an election on Sunday, 2 days after the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a dominant politician and power broker. Abe, Japan's longest-serving modern leader, was gunned down on Friday during a speech in support of a local candidate in the western city of Nara, a killing the political establishment condemned as an attack on democracy itself. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party is expected to see a surge of support after the assassination. Leaders of Sri Lanka's protest movement said on Sunday they would occupy the residences of the president and prime minister until they finally quit office, the day after the two men agreed to resign, leaving the country in political limbo. Thousands of protesters stormed President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's home and office and the prime minister's official residence on Saturday, as demonstrations over their inability to overcome a devastating economic crisis erupted into violence. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday urged China and members of the Southeast Asian bloc ASEAN to put pressure on Myanmar's rulers to return to democracy and to hold it accountable to a peace deal agreed with the group. It's incumbent on China and in China's interest to see Burma move back to the path it was on, Blinken said, using the country's former name. South Korea's military said on Sunday it had detected the trajectories of what appeared to be shots fired by North Korea, possibly from multiple rocket launchers. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff announced that these shots were detected after 6 p.m. and that the military had strengthened surveillance and alert levels. This is VOA News. At least 15 people were killed and 24 more are feared trapped after Russian Uragan rockets hit a five-story apartment block in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Local officials said this on Sunday as rescuers picked their way through the rubble. Ukraine also reported clashes with Russian troops on fronts in the east and south, while Moscow said its forces struck Ukrainian army hangars storing U.S.-produced howitzers, a type of artillery, in the Donetsk region. The contest to replace British Prime Minister Boris Johnson gathered pace on Sunday as five more candidates declared their intention to run, with many pledging lower taxes and a clean start from Johnson's scandal-ridden premiership. Johnson on Thursday said he would resign as prime minister after lawmakers and cabinet colleagues rebelled over his handling of a series of scandals, including breaches of lockdown rules and gatherings at his Downing Street office. Millions of Muslims across the globe, including in countries like Afghanistan, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, were celebrating Eid al-Adha, one of the biggest holidays of the Islamic calendar. Known as the Feast of Sacrifice, the revered observance coincides with the final rites of the annual Hajj in Saudi Arabia, which was on Saturday. In the largest pilgrimage since the coronavirus pandemic upended the event, 1 million Muslims from around the world flocked this week to the holy city of Mecca to walk in Prophet Muhammad's footsteps. It's a key pillar of Islam. As Russia's war in Ukraine sends food prices soaring across the Middle East, many say they can't afford the livestock, though, for the ritual sacrifice. Drawing back the curtain to a photo gallery unlike any other, NASA will soon present the first full-color images from its James Webb Space Telescope, a revolutionary apparatus designed to peer through the cosmos to the dawn of the universe. The highly anticipated July 12th unveiling of pictures and spectroscopic data from the newly operational observatory follows a six-month process of remotely unfurling various components, aligning its mirrors, and calibrating instruments. And the Kenyan government and World Health Organization this weekend launched a medical hub, emergency hub in Nairobi. It's the first in a network of African centers they say will hasten responses to regional emergencies. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.